This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Mm. Hope it's been a quick week for you, too. I know Vinny was saying
I got a lot going on.
A little on the drag side.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, mom's in town. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. Two weeks, huh? She's going to be here for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And the kids are super into her, so it's great.
Oh, my God. And they've only really seen her via Zoom or whatever? Or, you know,
In the last year, they haven't seen her in any other... Right.
Incredible. Is this their first time meeting Penny as well?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Who's the lady that your husband's allowed to marry besides you?
Dua Lipa?
It's Dua Lipa.
Yeah, he says he's over her now. I think he moved on to somebody else, but I don't...
Is it because he heard she's engaged?
No.
Oh, do you have that?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's breaking news then.
It's wonderful.
I thought it was bad for John. That's why I'm bringing it up. Poor John.
He needed a hall pass. He needed me to sign off before that was going to happen.
Well, you
anyway.
Were going to do it. I mean, come
I
on. Why wouldn't you?
I'm such a good wife. Go ahead. I actually said to him the other day, because, you know, we're joking about whatever. I probably just turned him down. He goes, maybe I should just get like a side piece where I go, you know, can you just ask me before you do that? I'm like, maybe I'll be willing to put out more if you were like threatening me with that. And I could see the wheels turn and I'm like, but don't just say it because
all the nook he's getting
more.
And he wants a what?
He is not getting as much as he wants. No dude ever is. Yep.
Yeah, but he's getting a lot more than he did when you guys had kids living in the house, I'm sure.
He definitely is getting more. Because sometimes you just, like, you feel bad for him. Like, oh, look at how much he wants it.
Yeah. I don't understand why it's such a burden to be loved. Good God.
Just give me a hug and tell me you love me then. That's mission accomplished. Now I know. Drag me to brunch. Let's do this. Right now, take the word Alice. A-L-I-C-E. Que la la si. Alice. Text Alice to our contest line, 20357. And you're in the running for a 4-pack of VIP tickets to Drag Me to Brunch, June 28th at the WSF. We're all going to be there. We're super excited about it. It's our big event for Pride. Of course, there's a million things to do this month, but we'd love it if you joined us at this brunch. Even if you don't win the tickets, you can go to RadioAlice.com. There's information on how to get tickets. Like, please come out. It's going to be a super fun day. Text the word Alice, A-L-I-C-E, right now, and you'll also be qualified for the grand prize, which includes a weekend stay at the WSF and a 4-pack of tickets to the Napa Valley Wine Train, and it's all courtesy of WSF, Napa Valley Wine Train, River Terrace Inn, and the San Francisco Sheriff's Office. This hour's code word is Alice. Meet you there.
Can't wait.
Me neither. We want to go.
I am and have always been an ally, so I love to support.
Yep. All right, let's begin with the mess that is the Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni situation.
Oh, so fun. I mean, terrible.
No, it is kind of fun, though. I mean, because we're not living it. We're just enjoying it daily. There's always updates, and we have no idea what's going on with it. And we're
that's
really
the problem.
What exactly
it
the
would
problem
be more
is.
Fun if I really understood everything that's happening.
Yeah,
here.
Well, there's a new wrinkle, and it's I think it's fun because I know that Taylor Swift is not a Scooter Braun fan. In fact, when he first acquired all the rights to all her old music, and he did actually fairly quickly divest himself of that, but he didn't sell them back to her. She's now got them, and so maybe they're fine with each other. I have no idea. But Blake Lively has now dragged Scooter Braun into the Justin Baldoni legal battle because of the PR situation that both sides accuse the other of doing, like PR smear campaigns. And apparently there are PR firms that some of them are known for this kind of trouble that they create for somebody else. They find all the dirt and start finding ways to release this information into the wild. They send it over to Tumza, and Tumza takes it and makes a documentary out of it. You know, TMZ investigates this dirty underbelly that was mentioned by this PR firm. So it's weird because I'm like, why is Scooter Braun in this? But basically, the story here is, and this is out of Page Six, Blake Lively's attorneys plan to subpoena former A-list publicist Scooter Braun. Now, I don't think of him as being a publicist. I think of him as being like a manager, agent guy, but okay. But I guess that there's a PR crisis manager by the name of Melissa Nathan, who was hired by, I guess this is a Scooter Braun person. It's the only thing I can figure out. Because again, like every story that comes with these guys, it's a bunch of names thrown at you. And then a bunch of like random different things. So this, it looks like Scooter Braun has a company named Hype America. And they will be getting this subpoena today. Her lawyers are looking for details about what his entertainment company has on PR crisis member manager Melissa Nathan, who was hired by Justin Baldoni when the feud rumors between him and Blake Lively sparked last August. It's been going on almost a year. So there's a court date that's set for March of next year. So I guess they're putting all their ducks in a row, getting ready for all this stuff that's going to be happening starting in March. If I guess they don't settle or something before then.
So basically what it sounds like, I'm trying to understand.
Okay.
This person, Melissa Nathan, worked at Hybe America, Scooter's PR company. And she was the
person. She doesn't anymore?
I don't know.
Okay.
But she was the person who supposedly worked with Justin Baldoni.
On the smear campaign.
On the retaliation smear, possibly the astroturfing. I think that's what's happening.
Oh, it's a thing you explained yesterday.
I think that's what's going on.
Thank God one of us has like a finger on the pulse. So Nathan, this Melissa Nathan, was listed as a co-defendant in the original 2024 lawsuit against Baldoni. So this was the Blake Lively's lawsuit, which saw her accuse Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment and coordinating a smear campaign to ruin her career. Baldoni hired this Melissa Nathan. She is a veteran crisis public relations manager. Last August, he did hire her following the allegations that he had made Blake Lively uncomfortable while filming their movie, It Ends With Us, which was a hit movie. Among the rumors were that were allegations that Baldoni fat shamed Lively by allegedly asking a trainer how much his co-star weighs so he could prepare to lift her in a scene. These are some of the things that she alleged. Shortly after the reports surfaced.
Is that wrong? Like, he's not allowed to know what he's got to...
That's fat shaming. He wants to know what he needs to bench in order to pick her up. And he was joking about it on the set. That's what she's alleging.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I mean, the amount of weight, he might be like, I can't lift that.
Right. Oh, I have a lifting scene. I better work on these guns.
All right, go on.
Shortly after the report surfaced, all these past interviews of Blake Lively saying a transgender slur, insulting a news reporter, they all started going viral. All these things started getting dug up and dropped into the hands of TMZ and all these other magazines and, you know, online magazines and papers that are gossip rags. So they apparently Blake Lively was also bashed for poorly handling questions about the domestic violence film based on the Colleen Hoover novel of the same name. So they just found everything that where she seemed mad or she seemed to be saying the wrong thing and just started pumping all this stuff up. So if you Googled Blake Lively, that would be what popped up, and maybe not necessarily this lawsuit. Although now those stories are so deep that I don't know how you'd see anything else. In her lawsuit, she said, this is Blake Lively, she alleged that Justin Baldoni was behind the criticism that she received, accusing him of social manipulation to destroy her status. This is a complete aside. There's a photo. I'm looking at page 6, and maybe I'll take this photo specifically or the story and put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is a picture of the two of them. I don't know if they're on set or I don't remember these outfits from the movie. So maybe this is just their downtime. Do you know what picture I'm talking about? I see a smile on your face.
No.
So someone explain, Vinny, can you please explain this to me? What are these two wearing in this photo? Oof.
Okay, I think this is one of the initial photos that came out while they were filming. You know, sometimes they do those press shots to get people excited about the film. And everybody who read the book freaked out because they hated what Blake Lively was wearing.
Okay, so Blake Lively is wearing top to bottom camo. Different patterns of it, but a big oversized jacket of camo and then camo pants that are tucked into, I don't know, they look kind of like Uggs, I guess. And then she's standing next to, so she's camo top to bottom, and she's standing next to Justin Baldoni, who's wearing a black t-shirt, and he has a
onesie.
Like a zip-up onesie that's undone to his waist, and the arms are kind of wrapped around his waist, but it's all like, it's a pale blue, sky blue background with maybe unicorns and rainbows all over it. It's like, it's the two of them. It's like the weirdest picture you've ever seen of two people who are standing there without smiles on their faces.
I would say that looks to me like two people who were at two totally different parties.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
On the street later,
and then like, right.
Right.
Then met up after or met up in some weird, you know, meet cute. And that, I mean, I didn't see the movie, so I don't know.
I'm not sure if these were outfits from the movie or what. They're just, I can't really remember what the wardrobe was.
I never hang in my wetsuit. Like I surf and then I get out of it. But if I were to hang around, I would tie the arms back so they wouldn't be flopping around like.
So what does it zip up the front and then you can peel it down?
It's a zip across the chest. Okay. But if I pull the arms so it'll be hanging down,
yeah,
and I were going to stay in it, I would tie the arms, mm-hmm, so that they wouldn't be flapping like this when I walk.
Okay.
So it appears to me like he's done that to make, maybe because he's too hot or
maybe
whatever.
Yeah. It's a very weird picture. But anyway, it's...
So they're not wearing those things in the movie?
I feel like I would remember the unicorn pants or the rainbow pants.
Let me look on the text.
I don't really. Yeah, people maybe are saying, yeah, that's from this scene or that.
There's a scene in the book. They're going to a onesie theme night at a bar.
Oh.
925 says Vinny is right.
About what?
About that being them at separate parties or something.
Oh, like do they meet up after? Oh, yeah. There's actually another picture of them with it on, too. They, you know, they're not explaining it. They're just putting what I looked at it and thought, well, I did see the movie, but I don't remember anything about outfits like this. So what's happening now is it looks like Scooter Braun is being subpoenaed or his company is, because this woman, Melissa Nathan, is apparently known for these smear campaigns. So maybe they want to know from him what she's capable of.
I got
of
clarity on it. It's that Hybe is a major investor.
What is it? I thought it was Hype. Is it Hybe?
Hybe with a B.
Okay.
It's that company owns a major stake in her PR company, the agency, whatever it's called.
Oh, okay.
So that's why they would have access to more information that might be helpful to Blake's case.
And 408 says, that is in the movie, Sarah.
Okay. I did see it. I have no recollection of him being in rainbow pants in there. All I have is recollections of him not being a great guy in there.
That's in the movie.
In the movie.
He plays a bad guy.
So, by the way, just a quick update. His $400 million countersuit against her was thrown out based on some of what he termed defamation. The judge said that doesn't really qualify.
Doesn't meet the standard.
Defamation has to be false for it to be defamation.
Yes.
So if you believe it's true when you're saying it, it's not defamation.
Then it isn't necessarily. You're just saying what you believe to be true. So that gets thrown out, but they are saying here the lawyers plan to amend the lawsuit. At this point, after all of this has gone down, I'm sure they have plenty of other stuff to whine about. So everybody's very whiny in this. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't. Their reputations are at stake here. So good luck to everybody involved. I hope whoever's right comes out on top.
Yikes.
Where are Blake Lively and Taylor Swift in all of this? Nowhere, basically, is what this story is saying. This is another thing out of page six. She has not rekindled her friendship with Taylor yet, says some source. Taylor has not been in touch with Blake and still does not want to discuss anything to do with the lawsuit. She may have just said, listen, Blake, I'm going to step back while this is all going on. I don't want any part of it. Please don't include me in any of it. I don't want to be subpoenaed. I don't want to give any kind of testimony. That felt like a, although actually she might have interesting testimony to give.
I think I don't know what their relationship is at all. I've mentioned this before, though. When I was a kid and we were trying to party and have all these good times, and someone who was trouble showed up, you don't want that. That's a bust. You don't want that around. And I would think Taylor would be able to say, listen, I understand you're going through it right now. I got your back as best I can, but I can't be dragged into this crap. Right.
I don't want
to
be.
I have a big, you know, profile of my own to protect.
Yep.
I'd prefer that we just... let's talk when this stuff, that when the dust settles.
Right.
And I don't, maybe that's not being a good friend, but I also think if you're a person, a known target, that you would know that it's probably not best to go around the people who are the most famous people in the world.
Well, and I wonder, like, I do wonder where it stands. I mean, they were photographed 1 zillion times together in the last 10 years. Like, Blake Lively did definitely seem to be inner circle at the very least. And she says best friends.
Oh, no, definitely best friends. She said in an award speech once, like, that Ryan and Blake were some of the first people she plays every song for. And when she did the Folklore album, she uses all three of their kids' names in songs. And even before that...
she's a godparent to some of the kids. All of them. All three?
Yep, all three, which is a little strange. And then on the Reputation album, there's a song called Gorgeous that actually uses one of Blake's daughter's voice. In the beginning.
So they're better friends
than I even realized. Okay.
Yes.
Well, and it's funny, so because someone can say this person's my best friend, but yeah, I didn't know all that. But as
pudding.
A Swiftie, you would definitely have
they
the inside
definitely very
line
close.
On that.
So what do you think?
I don't know.
Is Taylor just protecting her own image right now and stepping back and maybe even told Blake, listen, you know you're a bust right now. I can't be around you.
I don't think she would do that because... especially over the past couple of years, while Taylor's been out and about, she's been going out to dinner with people in New York City to make it a point to say, like, hey, like, I'm with you. For example, when Joe Jonas and, what's her name?
Sansa.
Sansa Stark broke up, she hosted a girls' dinner and they all went out. And then Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin just broke up and they just went out. They were just spotted together out for dinner. So she uses her publicity to paint who her friendships are. She always has.
Okay.
So it's really interesting. I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if... also, here's what happens in the world of gossip and our show and Page Six and all the in TMZ. Like, there could be zero story here. They might be completely fine, be talking.
I doubt that.
Taylor's saying, look, just leave me out of it. Let the dust out. I don't want to be a part of that thing. I didn't like that you called me your dragon. I don't belong to you. I'm not a weapon. I don't want to be weaponized. But that eventually they'll be fine. They've been close all these years. And then we all just go, oh, my God, we haven't seen a picture of them together in over a month. This is ridiculous. Did this person stop following this person? Did this person like that and not this other thing?
It's hard to, you know, I definitely, and I don't mean to generalize, but I have definitely seen female relationships in my entire life of having dated women. Nothing recent, but I'm saying I've seen that person when you're on the drive to the party where the girl is like, oh God, I cannot deal with so and so. I hope that they're not. And then they see that person and go, oh my God, hi. And I'm sitting there like, that's the, we were just talking. What the?
I thought you didn't like her.
What the?
That's fine.
The high voice, the whole thing happens and you're like, wow, that was super phony. All right. So I don't know if any of that is going on between those two. I don't know. But I've seen it and thought, wow, that is crazy.
There's definitely beef of some sort. But I don't feel like we can pinpoint what the reason is. It almost feels like it was before she got pulled into it. But
I don't know. Stinks. Yeah, it does. I feel so bad for them. Nobody wants to like be in a beef with their best friend.
Right.
Because then who do you turn to talk to about it?
Your husband.
Don't talk to that guy. Who was saying, is it a listener who was like, this is all happening as Blake's damage control for having had something go on with Justin Baldoni during the shooting of the film?
One text. There's a lot of texts out there saying that she may have been caught getting too close to him.
No, this is.
And the push away is her damage control to protect her own marriage.
How gross would that be if that was true?
I will say, I didn't watch the whole movie, but I watched a couple scenes, and they definitely had chemistry.
They did. And I think that one B-roll.
She's not that good of an actor. No offense.
So I'm not offended by that. And she's not here, so don't worry.
She might be listening.
If she is, she probably tuned out a while ago. Bye. I'm going to just quickly, maybe I'll save this. I don't know. There's Britney Spears went off on her
Ahole
exes. Yeah, this is
great.
They say here, Britney Spears took a brief break from wearing skimpy outfits and dancing on Instagram to rail against. By the way, she's taken the bear. Here's what she says. This is a post that's already been deleted. Britney said, I dated two effing complete aholes. I realized I love their dogs more than them. I think it's because their dogs bowed to me every time I entered the room. Does she mean bow out? I don't understand. Now, the guys were, of course, cruel humans that never even acknowledged me and never held my hand in the car for 6 years. Which, by the way, at some point in the last, she just broke up with this Sam Asghari guy. So and she specifically calls these people the boyfriends. I choose animals over people any day. She added she'd been feeling defeated after an extremely shady week and said, I'm so turned off by humanity and the way people have literally, I have no words. There's some dots in there. They don't say which two exes she's referring to, but she calls them boyfriends. And one of them in the last 6 years was a husband. They've been
back to that. She may be talking about him, though.
She might be. Yeah.
Like I don't. It's weird how that doesn't, I think some people click to fiance and then husband or wife or whatever, and others aren't necessarily quick to take to that. I haven't taken to it the same way that.
Maybe she just thinks boyfriend.
I got into it late in life. I've not been married since I'm 20.
Yeah. You have been married a while.
But like one of the things that I use a lot, because I used it prior to the marriage, was partner. And I know a lot of young people now call their person their partner.
Yeah.
A lot. It's become the go-to versus husband-wife. And maybe that's because it's gender neutral.
Maybe.
It also, when you've been together for a long time, boyfriend feels a little childish.
Yeah.
Well, it feels like that doesn't encompass what it is.
I understand that.
Put a ring on it so I can call you my fiance. At least. Man friend just sounds creepy. I see your watch over there.
Man friend? Who uses that?
I don't know, but wouldn't you, like, don't you think boyfriend sounds like a kid thing?
I don't.
My man friend.
I don't trip on that as John's much as others.
John's my man friend.
But she would be the one who would have to say that. So if it might, you'd have to ask her if boyfriend sounded weird.
Well,
girlfriend
I'm sure that you're,
never sounded weird to me.
Right. Well, and, you know, women want, like, oh, you call me a girl. So young, I'm a girl. No, you don't like that? All right, what's coming up in the news?
French fries and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Ellis at 97.3.
Found it.
Oh, goodness. Dallas at
9. Is that on?
Mm-hmm.
Ah, fudge. Sorry.
That's all right. You're fine. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good vibes and variety. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Video reels, pics from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show up there daily, plus links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Dive into summer with a visit to Fremont's Aqua Adventure Water Park.
Splash.
That is on our bucket list for summer.
Oh,
water parking. Mm. Yep. You'll make a splash gliding down the Fortress of Fun water slides or just soak up some fun at Bucket Bay.
Sweet.
Fremont Bank Foundation is helping sponsor water activities and swimming lessons at this community hotspot. So grab your sunscreen and get over to this special water park. Zip over to aquaadventure.com today for hours and info. Super fun.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
Here's what's happening. Morning clouds continue to hang over the city and probably where you are too, but we'll see sunshine today and highs from 66 to 80, depending on where you're at. Father's Day is this upcoming weekend, and Friday the 13th is tomorrow.
Exciting.
Is it?
Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, I just want to mention, if you are just tuning in, you missed Bob's Movie Club. There's a new song, and I feel like we really took Dirty Dancing out and turned it all different directions and had our way with it. In the end, I feel like the segment was a win.
Find it on our podcast and on the Saturday Morning Special. You're going to put it on there, right?
Yep.
Great.
All right.
Perfect.
So, what is the number one beverage we can't live without?
Besides water?
Yes, Sarah.
Okay. Besides just wondering. Water. Is it? I don't know.
I mean, literally, like, yes, no, you're water. Right. Absolutely. Water. Like, we need the water.
Number one, I'm going to say it's water.
Diet Coke.
I'll go vodka. Oh, is there? What is it?
It's coffee.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
How could I have gotten that one wrong? Jesus.
The most important drink of them all is coffee. It's the top beverage Americans say they can't live without.
Right.
And while I am totally committed to it.
Yeah.
In every way. I drink coffee every day.
Every day.
I stay completely away from it on purpose because I like it so much, but it will, I already got enough sleep problems without drinking coffee at 2 p.m.
Oh no, yes.
Forget it.
A while ago.
I don't even want to have, and I love coffee ice cream.
Oh.
But like when that's offered, let's say after dinner or something, I think as good as that sounds, just the smell of it.
I know.
Is going to get me all. I'm
good
up.
Morning.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard also that, because John was for a while there, we were eating that, it's like the 70% cacao, whatever the, it's like a dark chocolate. It's like super bitter. And we were breaking off a chunk of that every night. And I'm like, I think this is disrupting my, I think there's caffeine in that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I don't know. Or it's maybe there's just some other thing that makes
chocolate.
You.
Yeah, it does.
Oh. Like, and specifically the ones that aren't like a nice milk chocolate.
I don't know about that, but.
Yeah.
I was just reading a friend, longtime friend, but never even see him, but he posted on Facebook. He's got a picture looking out off his deck and he's like, and it's morning and he goes, this is the time where I have my coffee and look at this view and it makes every day worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, that's what we do. I mean, I don't get to do that in particular every day because it's dark out.
Yep.
But it's still that coffee, the quiet time, the moment where you just go, oh.
It's, you know, as annoyed as I am to get up at 3 a.m, I go out probably by 3:15. I've got my clothes on. I go out, I pour my first cup of coffee and I sit down on my computer and get started. Like it's just that mode. There's nobody talking to me. There's nobody around. It's just like the lights are low. I just get started with my coffee.
People agree my day doesn't start until I've had my cup of coffee.
Mm.
They also agree drinking coffee is... Every morning is my happy place.
Mm-hmm. I feel it too, like on Saturdays and stuff when I have no place to go and I sit down with like a crossword and my cup of coffee and I just think, this is it. This is what all the work is for, all the things you do in your life. It's these little moments that you have with your comfort items in your happy place. It's so nice.
I do think there are people who've gone far as much as I do it every day. No matter what, weekends, whatever.
Right.
I don't think I'm pro at it. Like we get the big bag of Pete's from Costco, and that's just what I have.
I
make it myself at home.
Do you buy the beans or do you buy ground?
I buy ground, which is another example of, you know, most connoisseurs would say, you can't get that
ground. You've got to fresh grind that.
What the? Well, I can't really tell the difference. So, I mean, I don't know if it's, you know, the whiskey burned my tongue.
Maybe.
Beyond, you know, repair or
I don't
what?
Know. Some people, well, people are really particular about, like, even the way you make it, like, you don't put anything in yours. I want whole milk. Somebody else might want cream and sugar.
Almond milk.
Almond milk. Definitely. Oat milk, a lot of people do. Some people want it really strong. Some people like it to taste burnt. Some people want it really light. I mean, we're all so picky about it. So when you get your perfect cup.
And with all that said, is coffee America's favorite beverage? The answer is no.
Is it beer?
It's not.
Oh, is it
it's
water?
Soda.
Oh,
Soda continues to be
the one that we drink the most, huh?
It's the favorite.
Yeah.
That's the specific in quotes.
I like soda.
America's favorite beverage is still soda. And I do like a soda but I also think of that as more of a dessert than,
you know
how much sugar's in it.
So I do the diet A&W because it's caffeine free.
Mm-hmm.
And then John does caffeine-free Diet Coke. And so
is he doing Coke Zero?
No, he's not. We have some Coke Zero at the house, and I think that is zero sugar, right? I don't really know.
Yeah.
I'll take a Diet Dr. Pepper or Diet. I want Diet Root Beer. That's my number one.
Mm.
But I'll just take a regular root beer before I'll do anything else. I'll take all the sugar. I don't care.
While we're on junk food.
Junk food!
A restaurant supply company analyzed more than 40,000 Yelp reviews that mention fries and across 21 major fast food chains. And I don't know how they ended up with this answer, but they say the number one French fry as ranked by all these Yelp, 40,000 Yelp reviews, the number one fry is In-N-Out Burger.
No!
I love In-N-Out fries. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's not McDonald's. Because people Yelp about things when they don't like them.
Yep.
And while you might love McDonald's fries, if they are over, if they're soggy or cold or floppy, then people are like, ah, I got a floppy pack of fries. Let me Yelp about that. Meanwhile, they're going back there the next day to get the nice fries.
McDonald's, they say here at the end of this whole story, is may have set the bar so high for itself that people are more likely to complain when they're not awesome, which occasionally can happen.
Yes.
Where you get the dregs of that batch and they're just trying to get that out, get you out the door, get these out the door before they make another batch and you got burnt.
Yeah, burnt.
You got the raw deal.
Yeah, it's that's the thing with Yelp. I think that's the wrong place to go for a survey about what's the best. Because I don't know. That's the thing. What I like about the In-N-Out fry is it does have a very specific taste. It's like the fresh potato taste. I love that. It's grown on me, I should say. It's really consistent. I feel like they're really, really consistent. They don't ever get that really floppy thing that happens at McDonald's. Perfect McDonald's fries, I'll take them over In-N-Out any day. You just don't get them that often.
Mm.
What are your favorite fries from fast food? Do you like the In-N-Out fry?
I like them enough.
Mm.
I like them enough. But I'd say McDonald's. Like I have, there are times, and there's one on this drive that I have down the coast, and there's a McDonald's there, and I always think, I should just go get a large fry. I know I'm hungry, but then again, I'm trying to drop the weight. Like, I really shouldn't do. And I never do. I never stop.
But think about
But that thought of just fries. Mm. I don't need a hamburger. I just need some fries.
I've heard people say that if you want really great McDonald's fries, ask for them to be well done. And then they have to make them fresh for you right then. Mm. And they go a little bit darker, a little bit crispier.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The term office chair butt is trending.
Oh.
There's a band name.
Office chair butt. I've been sitting for too long as an office chair butt. You know, I have thought to myself, because I sat in that chair for 25 years at the other building. It's here. It's like a relic from the olden days. And it's filthy. It's disgusting. But it's really flat. Like, there aren't two
sections. Oh, you think that did it?
My flat butt.
No, is that what you're aiming at?
I feel like the flat wideness of my butt is from that chair.
That mimics the cushion on the maybe. Chair you've sat I on. I see.
Because you're blaming the chair and not your butt.
No, I do have very wide flat butt, but I'm saying like that's I think what they're getting at with office chair butt. Because even this chair, look at there's no like divots on either side. It just immediately goes back to kind of a
office chair
undented
butt
dented surface.
Is when you've got a flat, saggy, unimpressive backside because you sit too much at work.
Oh, so it's more about
even if
like,
you have the best
that.
Office chair in the world, too much sitting can cause your butt muscles to atrophy over time. Just standing up and moving throughout the day can help a lot, though.
Sitting is the new smoking.
Here are a few. Well, and then that same person who told me that line ended up with foot problems and has ended up having to go back to sitting at work.
Yep.
Because the whole standing all day destroyed her feet.
Yeah. And she was standing for like a year straight.
Yep.
There wasn't even a chair in that room.
I used to, and you probably don't remember this because we've just, things evolve over the course of our time working together. When we were in the old building, I left the studio every single break and would be out in that empty space doing something, eating, whatever, just to clear the studio and to be in a different space and then to come back in. Almost like you nap on the couch and you sleep in your bed.
Yes.
Like just putting myself in a different
spot.
Just
to give yourself a break.
We don't have that space out here anymore. Mm-hmm. And I have since
we've early, but not once
even,
the day starts.
Even early. It puts you in a situation where you're in very widely used. I've just adapted.
There are a lot of people.
I've just learned that I stay in here now. Mm. I don't go out like I used to. So there's definitely, I don't take those breaks like I used to, but I haven't quite gotten office chair butt. I do have dad bod happening to me in full, but my butt is still pretty cute and not flat. And
yeah, no, my butt's been bad for years.
I still have muscle there. Really? Like I checked
it. I do blame that.
When I read the story, I went, yeah, still hard as a rock. I'm good. No problem.
Mine is definitely not hard as a rock.
Your butt, you can't fully like engage your glutes.
I can clench it, but there's definitely, of course I can squeeze my butt.
And then, but there's still squoosh.
But it's just, well, yeah, I mean, you know. I'm very womanly.
I'm very smooshy.
Are you smooshy? Squeeze
it.
No,
when I engage them, it's hard. But like,
that's all you need.
Yeah, but you should still feel a little more there.
Yeah. Just, you know, keep it in mind, Bob. You're very young now, but you could wind up with office chair, but I don't know.
Pace around when you're on a phone call. That's one way to combat office chair butt.
Phone calls. They're hilarious.
Right. No one makes
sense. I'm busy typing over here. Sitting. I've been trying to stand here like more than
you're doing that. I noticed that.
I'm definitely trying to. And it's nice because it makes me move around. It makes me like stretch my hips back and forth and stuff or, you know, clench up all the
more than ever. I stay in one spot.
It's just get down though. You.
I do.
Yeah.
Because that's
you do go in your fork.
I'm trying to eat my breakfast without having you deal with the sounds that my mouth makes.
Oh, it's mouth sounds.
Well, whatever.
Am I making mouth sounds? We are trapped in here
all
day.
We are.
I can get down to my fort too.
I try to respect the people I'm around. I don't want you to be like, oh God, there he goes with the oatmeal again. Sorry about it. Mm. I was eating it out there and then I kept getting my stuff stolen.
Well. It happens when you leave it unattended.
Well, that's
it's back public to, space it, out
there's
there.
No more time spent out in that other area. I stay in my studio. Mm. Stand up and do some butt clenches several times a day. That can combat office chair butt.
Mm. Okay.
Walk to your coworker's desk instead of calling or sending an email.
And then stand there awkwardly, just looking down at
then
them.
Then you might be bugging them. That's not necessarily.
See how you're doing.
What are you doing?
What are you working on? Oh, you're playing solitaire? Oh, hey, you should move that 3 over there onto the 4.
Are you helping?
I'm trying to help, yes.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, preventing office chair butt by walking on my under desk treadmill. It's so helpful. What?
Oh, one of those people.
I've seen those.
You have
desks.
Not seen that.
Yes.
I have not seen
that. They're in
this.
All yeah. the Hollywood movies where the person is, they've got a desk set up and they've got all their stuff is there and they're going like this. They're on, you know, they're on the phone and they're typing their emails and they're doing the whole thing. You know, Hollywood shows.
I didn't.
Where it's a Hollywood agent and they're just like, I got to get my steps in.
The agent on episodes. That was
yes.
her bit. Yes, that's what you're thinking of, I bet.
That is what I'm thinking of. Oh, that's fun. That's a good show.
I think Bob's Movie Club recommend. I have a Bob's Movie Club recommendation. Birdcage.
Oh.
The Birdcage is what it's called. I've
seen that. We talked about that.
50 times. That's a good movie.
I absolutely love that movie.
Yeah, I would watch that again. But I don't, is that the point of us watching things?
No.
It's so funny. Maddie, did you send that in?
No. That was.
You guys were really just talking about that?
Because we were like, we should do a movie for Pride Month, obviously. Oh. Vinny's a big Robin Williams fan, rumor on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we're waiting for July, I don't know. We'll
I don't
see.
Think we're going to be able to squeeze another one in. Next Thursday is Juneteenth, and the Thursday after that, you're not here. Wah, wah.
Vinny, unless you have a boutique grinder and pour-over system costing over $1,000, you're not adding anything to it. Pre-ground coffee in a drip machine is all you need. Yeah, that's all I need.
Yeah, I just want drip coffee.
All that other stuff you said I didn't even know about. Mm. The pour-over.
Pour-over, okay.
And
that
I always make coffee at home every day.
Yeah, me too.
Like, to me, there's no time in the morning to be stopping and hoping I can get through without my car getting towed or like it's just too early.
Right. I like it. I have one of the, you know, most coffee makers have it. It's a timer. So it goes off. It starts at 2:55. So when I get out of bed at 3 and I walk through the kitchen to go to my bathroom, which is on the other side of the house because I don't sleep in the same room as John. So I walk there and I can smell the coffee. I'm like, oh, it gets me through, like brush my teeth, get my clothes on, get out, coffee.
415 says, have we discussed Sabrina Carpenter's album cover yet?
We did vaguely mention it. It's my lead story. Like, I kind of can't believe what her cover is.
When you mentioned it, I clearly hadn't seen it yet and didn't go look. I've now seen it since.
Mm.
Very controversial and surprising considering all the steps women are taking to not be seen in this way. And there she is on all fours, letting her hair be pulled on her record cover.
Well, listen, if that's what she wants to do, that's, you know, her prerogative. But it is insanely
sexy. Check out her
sexy.
Rolling Stone cover.
Oh, wow. She's very Lady Godiva. Hot. Very long blonde hair and no clothes on except for thigh-high tights.
Stockings. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Well, listen, that's a girl who knows what she's selling. And is just like salesperson of the year. I'm like, oh, Sabrina Carpenter. I'm suddenly horny. Weird.
What's coming out of the trash, Sarah?
I'm Sabrina Carpenter. I'm suddenly horny.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.